Well, I'm sure many of you have seen and appreciated the work of photographer Ken Duncan. Ken Duncan's office is the great outdoors. He travels Australia and the world, capturing landscapes on his camera. He believes that to look at nature is to look into the heart of God, and our only appropriate response is to be overwhelmed with gratitude. And Ken is an ambassador for the National Day of Thanksgiving, which is taking place this Saturday, the 30th of May. And he joins us on the line now. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm very good, thank you.
Tell us, why the National Day of Thanksgiving? Why are you passionate about this?
Well, they contacted me and just said, look, what they were trying to do. And they said, can you help lend some weight to it? And I said, most certainly. Because I think, you know, in the world we're living in right now, it's so full of fear and anxiety. And thank goodness we have great stations like your station that brings hope. But generally, a lot of the media is so negative. So the thing, we need to turn things around. And being thankful is a way of turning things around. Start looking at the great things that are happening in our country, in around us, the people around us. And I think as we sow into that, it will help turn around our nation. So what a wonderful idea to have this day to sort of kickstart people.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree. And why do you think it's important to be thankful?
It's as you sow, so you reap. We all know that. So you sow, you know, well, poor old me, you know, all that sort of stuff. It's not going to do anything except sink you further into a hole. You need to look around you and get a bigger picture. Often people just get so weighed down by the things around them because they've lost sight of the bigger picture. They need to go out and look up at the stars. And when you see them all up there so perfectly placed, you think, well, God, if you can deal with that, you can certainly deal with any of my problems.
Exactly.
And, you know, start looking around you. You know, like, you know, any day you're above ground is a good day just to start with, you know.
That's a very good perspective. Yeah. I know some people probably have to look a bit harder than others for things to be thankful for, but if you've got breath...
That's right, you got hope. Well, everything is hope. And, you know, and this is a thing, you've got to start looking for these things. And, you know, they're not hard to look for. You know, it's once you get out of that cloud of oh me, oh my, you know, and start looking around you, you start to realize how many people have helped you along your way and how many people around you, maybe you can help them. Maybe you can just be a blessing to them. And I think if you really want to find the key to life is find a need and fill it.
Yeah.
Someone else's life, not just your own. And it'll stop you just looking at your own navel all the time. So So here's the day to, you know, to commemorate and try to get people to start looking around them and saying, well, look, thank you for being part of my life. Thank you for what you've done in my life. Or this year they're sort of focusing towards the accountants and also people who've mentored you or given you, you know, hope in your journey, or the bean counters, or the people who do all that sort of really hard stuff that I hate to do.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like I'm a creative and, you know, when it comes to accounting and all that, you can't be creative. you can be creative, but not, you know, I wouldn't have a clue what half that's all about. So thank God for these people who are in my life who helped me get through all that stuff, you know?
Yeah, totally. It's a team effort.
Exactly.
How would you say choosing to be thankful has changed your life for the better?
Well, I think it's always been something my mother said, you know, always look for the good. Always look for the good. And, you know, sometimes you'd be saying, look, Mum, I just want to have a bad day. Can I just have a bad day, please? Well, son, if you want to do that, that's fine, but it's not going to get you anywhere. And she's right, you know. So, so you've just got to, and, you know, life can throw some heavy situations. But whatever happens, our God is bigger than any situation. And, you know, sometimes I've yelled out to God, God, I am overwhelmed. And he said, son, I know you might be, but we're not. And he said, look at the word overwhelmed. It has two words in it, over and helm. And over the helm. And
nice.
As soon as we do that, we get back to that reality. God can do all things. And so on this day of Thanksgiving, look around you and start thinking of what other things that you can be thankful for. And how, but not just about you. How can you really, you know, appreciate people around you? How can you go to them and, you know, there's so many different ideas. Some people are putting on high tea parties, you know, like cakes and inviting people over and just to say thank you to them. And you know, a lot of people in the world will go, okay, what's all this about?
Yeah.
But it's not an ambush marketing for Christianity. It's just be truly thankful. And you'll find that those people will be really excited just to, you know, and be really touched by that. And this is the way, I think, to really let people know about the reality of who Jesus is in our life. And, you know, we need to be thankful for what he did for us. So let's show that thanks and gratitude to those around us.
Yeah, so that's how people can get involved. I mean, as you mentioned, they can have little tea parties. They can, you know, even on your Facebook social media, you can post why you are thankful and ask others to do the same.
Yeah, and also things like, that's the good thing about this whole thing, but churches should get behind it and use it as an outreach into their community and just say, look, we'd just like to say thank you, you know, to all of you who are part of our community. We'd just like to bless you and, you know, put on a sausage sizzle or do whatever. We did something like that at our church the other day, just had a sausage sizzle, and we went to our local suppliers because we had a bit of bad weather up here, up on the Central Coast, and shocking weather, as you know.
I was going to say, you're putting it lightly there, just a bit of bad weather.
It was shocking weather, our power for 5 or 6 days. You know, we went to some of the local people, and they, to buy all the stuff for the giveaway, and they just gave it all to us and said, no, we want to be part of that. That sounds fantastic. And the whole thing blossomed, and here we are handing away, you know, sausage sandwiches, and it was such a fun outreach. And
awesome.
So this is, on the day, it's your chance to come up with, well, what are you going to do? And that's what's so unique about this whole process. The whole, they're not telling you what you should do. They're allowing us to have our Aussie flair.
Yeah.
And do what we think we should do. I'm knowing a lot of the churches and a lot of the different Christians I know, I'm looking forward to seeing some of the crazy ideas they all come up with.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much, Ken.
My pleasure.
We really appreciate you having a chat this morning.
No, my pleasure.